Welcome to a very special episode of Unmarried to the Collection. Jason and Carrie are off in St. Louis at the zoo or something today. So, filling in is me, his co-host for the other show, David Duvall's Toys and Collectibles. And with me is the lovely, the charming, one might even say the fabulous, Miss Cherry's Jubilee.
Hello.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing fine.
You still love me? After being in the car for literally 24 hours over the weekend?
Yes.
Oh, good. So, one of the reasons we wanted to do the podcast today, because we've talked, I've talked about like having you on the show for a while now, but one of the reasons is part of our weekend was spent going to a toy show in Columbus, Ohio, which a lot of you probably, we've talked about on Dave and Duvall's a lot, and Duvall bailed out on us almost at the last minute, because he's a jerk, but,
And then there was say this, that about your friends.
Oh, please. apparently, this show, one of the customary traditions of this show is for Jason to basically try to get me in trouble with his wife as much as possible and blame all the crap that he does on me. You know, so I'm a bad influence.
Turn about spare play.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, she's smart, so she doesn't buy any of it. But, and we also went, again, to the toy shop that Jason had a real raging hard-on for the day before. And what do you think of? I'll look up the name in a minute, but the old time toys and collectibles.
Well, my first impression was is they looked at us when we walked in the door like, "What the hell are you doing here?" Which was an interesting, impression to get, considering that I wasn't dressed in my normal, completely gothic weirdo chick rocker chick outfits, so you know I should have blended in to more normal things. But it was filled with people who like to play magic but didn't want to sell things, so it was an interesting adventure.
Yeah, if it had been a card shop, it probably would have been doing great business. But like, yeah, there were two guys there that were technically employees when we got there, and then there were a bunch of people in the back. But the one guy kind of had this, you know, "Can I help you find anything?" You know, real attitude. And at the time, I was like, when we first walk in, it's like, "Well, no, I want to look around." And then the other guy was just literally the whole time we were there on the phone, talking about organizing Magic the Gathering games.
Well, and they were apparently having a Magic game that evening.
Yeah, well, and that's
a bunch of younger men, teenagery types. So.
So that was like apparently the vital thing. And it was a... The store itself had a mix of new stuff and some cool vintage old stuff. The prices, I would say, were about what you'd pay on eBay. They were about standard prices for everything.
So there were a couple of good things.
Well, yeah. I mean, there were. I mean, compared to some of the other, because everybody's going to have their own pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a couple of things that we found at the show later on. You found a vintage Mego Doctor Who Tom Baker.
Yep.
And it was cheaper at the store and in better condition than.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
The dealer had at the show.
Yeah, they wanted almost twice as much for it at the show.
Yeah. So. But, you know, just on the whole, it wasn't like... The one thing that I found that I thought was a really sweet deal was I found a set. It wasn't a complete set because it was missing Old Bob and it was missing the robot sentry guard. But it was a set of all the other black hole figures from Mego. And it had Vincent. And Vincent was complete. Like none of his little hands and appendages were broken off. But it had Vincent Maximilian... Had all the human characters for like $125, and I have not been able to find Vincent on eBay for like less than 100, and almost never. And so I thought that was a fairly good deal.
They had a lot of board games too.
And... You know what? But you know, I know that was one thing that Jason was really excited about because he's a big board game guy. I did not see an awful lot of a great selection. I know
there wasn't a lot of vintage stuff for us. Vintage. Toy Story. I can't talk this
I know, it's been a long drive.
A long trip. But for a toy store that's supposed to be, you know, carrying vintage stuff, a lot of it was this newer items. I mean, it's within the last 10 years.
Most of the stuff that was available, like a lot of the vintage stuff was behind the counter.
And hard to get to.
Well, and yeah, and that was another problem when you've got two employees that are sort of utterly disinterested in making any sales. Because I kept going, oh, what's... They had a bunch of the lunch boxes, and they had the Star Wars lunch box, which I really wanted. It was up on the shelf way behind the counter, and I took forever to find a guy, and then he finally got around and got to look at it, but I mean, it was like, you know, Like, all the good stuff was kind of stashed away, which I kind of understand.
Well, and all the prizes were on the bottom, and it was stacked. You know, you really couldn't move in there. It was very crowded.
It wasn't as bad as Killen Enterprises, which I know you've never been to, but a lot of the listeners will be familiar with that metaphor. Okay. Wasn't quite as crazy crowded as that, but it was well on its way to being.
Well, dropping dead dolls on my head was fun.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay, I knocked over... Yeah, you discovered, which... There were a lot of unfortunate discoveries on this trip. Because you discovered the exist... I can't believe you didn't know about Living Dead Dolls. I really can't. Have you ever heard of Monster High?
No.
Oh, they're like monster Barbies.
Ooh.
Like Frankenstein Barbie. Like they're like the kids of the famous monsters. So it's like Frankenstein's daughter, Draculaura.
Well.
I know. And they're fashion... They're Barbies. They're fashion dolls. But...
All right,
like,
we'll discuss this
monster.
On another
okay.
show. It's fine.
I know.
It's not like I don't need another thing to
I know. Oh, I know, because when we get to the show... Oh, that was regrettable. But, so, yeah. So that was, like, the first half of our visit at the toy store. It was very frustrating, because, like she said, the prices were on the bottom of everything, which means, like, I wanted to look at Trypticon. And the price was on the bottom, and it's a vintage toy, and I didn't want to, like, just go around yanking stuff off the shelves. And the guy actually said, well, we appreciate that. And it's like, well, that's great, but the price tag's on his foot, and you're on your phone talking about magic the whole time I'm here.
And how many whatever the hecks you have. I don't
know.
So,
it's like, you know, it was really irritating, because I want to know how much stuff costs, so I could, like, make figure out how much I wanted to spend.
So we were the only adults in the store.
Pretty much. We were the only, like, collectors in the store. Like, that would be its supposed target audience. And then about halfway through, this guy just popped in out of nowhere, because apparently neither of those people we were dealing with were the owner. And I guess the owner just wasn't there.
No, and this guy apparently was the store manager.
Yeah, manager or something. But this guy just popped in, an older guy. I mean, I think even older than I am, or at least he looked older than I am. Yeah, he looked older. Come on, that's not that impossible. But, and all of a sudden it went from, like, 0 to, like, 11. Because he was trying to sell us everything, and just
pushy.
In our face.
Pushy. He realized we had the money, and we weren't just there to buy a pack of magic cards or play the game. You know, and literally, the entire corner eventually filled up within the last 20 minutes we were there, and it was all with, you know, young teenage guys getting ready to play a game or something. I guess they were going to have a game in the back. And so this manager guy was the only one who was able to really talk about anything that we asked questions for, knew anything at all about any waves of anything. And he was, like, in your face for a second, and then he'd have to be off to answer a question to somebody else. And we're like, but we have cash.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, like, right at the... I mean, I was pretty much done by the time he popped in.
Oh,
I had what I wanted, and I was trying to buy what I wanted to buy. And, like, he literally took my money, and then he ran off to go do something. And then he found out you were into Harley. So, like, every Harley thing in the store, which wasn't what we were looking for...
The $500 marionette Harley figure is fabulous, but I don't have $500. I'm asking you about the classic Harley.
DC Universe Classics,
DC Universe
Wave 2
Classic,
Harley.
Because, you know, that's the one you told me about, and I needed to have her to complete the collection, and then you told me there were more, so...
Well, we sort of found out there were more. We'll get to the show in a minute, because that's... Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe this, because I'm sure you're all expecting me to be Duvall and her to be Carrie, but there was a moment where I had the carry role. We'll get
you
to
got
that
your monkeys.
I got my monkeys.
We'll talk about
that. We'll talk about that. No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the whole, like, the whole Harley thing with, you know.
I love Harley. We haven't gone to the show yet.
No, we haven't gone to
the toy
yet.
Story. You have to close the story off.
So anyway, like, and he's insisting there's a Harley Quinn t-shirt somewhere.
Oh, well, no.
And he's, like, rooting through the, well, I mean, first
the
he went
statues.
The back.
First, you know, I'm asking
know.
About the classic things, and instead of showing me or telling me, you know, well, this is only a third of what we have, the rest of it's in our warehouse. I'm like, I don't care. Just tell me whether or not you have this particular Harley. You know, I saw you had the Hush. But do you have Harley and the Hush thing, too? And he's like, well, I don't know. We used to have her. And then he sent somebody back to uncover all sorts of things. But then he's telling me about all these Harley figurines on the way, which are these little statuettes, which I've never seen before, you know. And it's every possible character that you could possibly think of. I'm sure you know what they're called. But he had three or four Harley figurines. But, they're, you know, they were well out of my price range. And the only one that I did like was the Harley with the hammer. But that's the one he kept insisting... I have that one on my desk. You know, I really like the one with Harley on the hammer. And it's $109, but, you know, it's like, I really like it, and I think you'll like it. And I'm like, okay, don't hard sell me. I know what I want. And, you know, I'm a Harley fan. I'm a Harley fetishist because I cosplay her. And, you know, I'm really close to having Harley come out. But, you know, it's like, don't fucking push sell me. It's like, you know, I want what I want. Don't, you know, just tell me what you have in stock. Don't, you know, and plus he's standing there holding your money, waiting for your change, walking around the store, and I didn't realize that until we got to the Harley t-shirts that he insisted was there and had an argument with an employee about whether or not it was sold. I'm like, just, can we get out of the store now, please?
Yeah.
You know, can you give him his change? I don't want anything from this store anymore. It was a really odd mixture.
It was irritating. It was like the worst of all possible worlds, because it was like disinterest and lack of knowledge, and then just a guy who just would not, you know, take a hint.
Yeah, he wouldn't give me the answer to my question. He'd try to deflect and sell me something else. And I felt that was a little inappropriate, especially when we kind of knew what we were looking for. And these other kids in the corner maybe were spending $10 or $20 over, you know, they're high school age kids.
I know.
What kind of money do they have?
Well,
he had $160 of yours in his hand, and, you know, he's going after other people. It's weird.
And you know, and honest to God, if that hadn't been a good deal on Vincent, I would have just walked away. I mean, I would have just said, you know what? I'm not interested. I don't really need the other thing, the Batman, so let's just... But, I mean, the first question I asked him was actually for Jason, his stupid blue Voltron robot thing, which, by the way, I'm sure they'd be thrilled to hear he had all three and he sold them, like, a day or two before we showed up.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
The only thing is I couldn't get the name right, because apparently they don't call it... Even though Jason always calls it Voltron, he was calling it Gladiator or something. I don't know. I don't do the Voltrons.
Yeah, well.
So.
But then we went off and had ice cream and then got lost, and that was a much better time, so...
Actually, then we went off, we passed the ice cream, and you said, I want ice cream!
Well, it was cheese and I was
like,
creamery.
And I was like, are you serious? You're like, yes! I'm like,
I was hungry by that time.
Stop, turn around, came back, and we got ice cream. It was really good. It was really good ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was that.
That was the best part of the thing. And at this little town that...
Canal Fulton,
the little town that this toy shop in is fabulous. I think it would be a wonderful little touristy trap. But, you know, the toy store, I have... This toy store is not online. We talked to him about that.
He's got a website, but, like, last I saw, it was... His website said he wasn't selling online yet.
He's a hobbyist. He's not going to be in business in the next year or so. He's going to lose money if he doesn't do something.
He at least has to have people there that, like, know how to, like, sell. Know how to be a salesman.
Well, I mean...
A good salesman.
Somebody did call on the phone and talk about a Barbie collection, and he said, my Barbie...
That was the dude in the back, yeah.
But that was the dude in the back. That was nobody out front. So, you know, obviously the people in the back knew what the hell was going on and was saying, you know, our Barbie collector specialist is not in. If you want to bring it in on Tuesday when they come back, we can... You know, and that might have been good, but the people that we came across, we were not impressed with.
Yeah, it was kind of a letdown.
Especially when we went an hour out of our way.
Yeah.
So.
So, and then this morning, bright and early.
Oh, yes. Too early.
Oh, God, wasn't that bad. But we got to the Columbus Toy Show at the Scenic and Lovely Veterans Memorial Building. Oh, God, I gotta do an aside, though, because this killed me. When we stopped at the...
Motel.
The charming and lovely Red Roof Inn, which, you know, according to the toy show's website, was one of the hotels that was part of the thing. Like, you know, you get a rate discount or something. It's part of our thing. Well, first of all, it was located nowhere near the Veterans Building.
Nope.
And secondly, I'm asking because I asked the woman behind the desks, and, oh, man. I mean, it was like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. And she's like, I heard someone said that we were associated with this toy show, but I have no idea. And I talked to the owner, and he had no idea. It's like,
well, it was 10 miles away.
Yeah, I mean, it was
through the expressway and
twists and turns. Yeah, it was like 16 minutes away. Yeah.
And then there was the Motel from Hell that we saw on the way that might have been interesting to, like,
yeah, the good. Yeah, we were, yeah, on the building itself was not in the bestest part of town. Might have been on the edge of the bad part of town, but as we were driving through, there's just this motel, and it's got this sign up that just says, Motel.
It's great.
In lovely, generic yellow, like, the sign was yellow and the words were black letter. It's like, Motel. You stay at Motel. You sleep in bed at Motel.
That was fun. Anyway.
You.
But then we got to this show.
You get continental breakfast at Motel. We got to the show. Ow.
Sorry. I'm poking my fingernails.
I know. We got to the show. We got in.
Mm-hmm. We had to pay for parking, which you didn't like.
Well, no, I don't like. I don't pay for parking at King County. I don't pay for parking at Toy Man.
But it was $7. And come on, they had to make some money somewhere.
That's $7 that I didn't spend on a toy.
True.
And we got in the early bird thing at 8 o'clock. And sort of did a... I forgot to give you the instructions not to let me buy anything until we did a full pass.
Yeah, you failed to do that.
Well, I did, because I wasn't thinking. And the last time I did that, my wingman immediately started bugging me to buy something from the first table we saw.
It wasn't me.
The last time.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. I don't care if it was cool. I don't care if it was a good buy.
I seem to recall it was me saying 3 or 4 times, but let's start at the back like you do in Disney World.
Well, that's what we did. We went to and I remember the second time through, you were like, wait, how come we haven't seen any of these? And I'm like, because we went to the back and like blew it off.
Yeah, but you found Cylon.
Oh, well, we'll get to that. We'll start at the back. Start at the back. And then there was one guy who wasn't even open yet. He had like a tarp over everything. We're like, ooh. And he had a Palatoid Death Star. It's like, oh, sweet. But I think he wanted like $300 or $400 for it.
No, I think it was $250.
It would have been a day ending purchase.
Yes.
Well, but he was open after I'd already bought stuff too. So it wouldn't even been possible. Because like one of the dealers that we got to in the back corner.
Mm-hmm.
Had some cool G.I. Joe stuff. He had a bunch of the Dollar General Joes for $5 a pop, which means nothing to you, but like that's a really good deal because that's the thing that they screwed up. Hasbro like had this huge mistake. They gave Dollar General these Joes, and Dollar General hasn't even put it on their planogram. It's been like months.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on their planogram, so they're all sitting in warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if some slip out, people scoop them up and sell them on eBay, and they weren't supposed to be like new characters. It was a big. It was FUBAR.
And then you found the collectible, special edition.
Well, then I found he also had some JoeCon stuff, and he had some San Diego Comic-Con stuff. He had the variant cover Commander for $50,
and
which
graded,
I really wanted. He had a graded one for 100 or 80, I think.
I think it was 80.
But I don't want graded stuff. I don't like graded stuff because it's all sealed up in a box. You can't open it. So, I don't want. I mean, for very special things, but I already have.
I'm the comic book geek. I like graded things because they're worth more later.
Ah, poop. But he had the whatever it was called, the water moccasin from last year's JoeCon from the Mission Brazil set, which is something that I really, really want. And he only wanted $100, which sounds high, but for JoeCon vehicles, especially popular ones, that's especially from a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's never coming out again. They're never doing that again. Like, because I know
it's
that
the... It's in pretty good condition, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a JoeCon thing, so, I mean, it's like nobody's ever played with it.
Yeah.
It's still in the bag. So I was like, ooh, because I really wanted the... That's it's one of my favorite Joe vehicles, and I like the Python Patrol stuff, and I like the Mission Brazil stuff. So I was like, sweet. So...
One impression I got from this particular show, now this is my first actual toy show, and I've been to other types
of... You've been to C2E2.
Well, yeah, I've been to C2E2 several times. But, you know, the thing with that is like, you know, this was the toy-specific show,
mm-hmm.
and I got the feeling that there weren't as many, like, actual toy dealers at this show as maybe some of the other shows, or we never talked about that, because there were a lot of people who felt like, you know, they had these bins of toys in their basement. And they were just selling them. There were a lot of tables like that. And then you'd have, like, one or two really big tables of people who really knew what they were doing. But then the rest of the people were, like, just trying to, like, make a buck.
Yeah. There were a couple of the dealers, actually, who had been at JoeCon.
Right.
And I know for a fact one of those guys was a guy who was just had amassed such a huge collection
mm-hmm.
that was what he was selling off, was, you know, the overflow for the collection.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're probably right. I think, well... And to be honest, I think toy dealers, as a general rule, I mean, a lot of the characters you see locally are people who sort of haunt garage sales and scoop up stuff, and they're not what you think of as professional, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, even like a comic book store professional.
From the way you were talking about it, I was, you know, expecting it to be, like, more of a dealer, you know, like a con. And this was a bigger mix of people who are just selling off stuff that they had.
Yeah.
And there was even more stuff besides toys there that people, you know, it was vintage, so they were throwing it in, too, a little bit on some of the tables. So that's what gave me that impression.
Yeah, no, I you know, like I said, I'm sorry if I gave you an impression, because I've never been to the Columbus Toy Show.
Okay.
And for the record, obviously people, we've heard it compared to King County. It is not comparable to King County. No. It's basically like the action figure room in King County. It's maybe quality-wise, it's a step up from Toy Man, but in terms of like just size and I mean,
It was all action figures,
it
basically.
was mostly all action figures.
There was some vintage stuff, a
There
few
was
games,
there were a
but
few
I was looking for Legos for my son,
I
and
didn't
I
even
had
see
to.
board games.
And no, there was a few board games, some
All right.
vintage ones,
I
but
didn't
and some vintage models and a few lunch boxes here and there. But I mean, I was looking for Legos, and there were only two places that had Legos at all,
Yeah.
and they were, you know, a couple of them were exclusive sets, and I'm like, I'm not getting that for my 14-year-old son. He wants to actually play with it, so
Yeah, I know.
you know, and one guy, he's got a massive table, and he didn't want to break up the bin. He wanted to sell the bin
He
for
was
$200.
the guy from JoCon. He was the guy when I was talking about how like
Yeah.
everything he had was like a set. He
Yeah.
was the guy with the Mexican Predacon or Mexican Star Brigade aliens.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm willing to pay you $50 for this one city set because, you know, but $200 for a bin full of random Legos? No, thank you. I can go to a garage sale and get that. So,
I
you
know
know.
that. Yeah, he's got some kind of weird fetish for. He's like those AT&T universe people. It's
Yeah.
like bundle. We bundle everything.
Yeah, it was a bundle thing.
Puppy.
And I mean, and it was kind of cool. They had probably some people from the 501st there, a couple of
They did have a
cosplayers.
couple of 501st people. They had
Not early on, but as we were
there was
leaving,
an
there were
X-wing
more
pilot
people.
early on, and then a
Yeah.
couple more people showed up. Like right because we left about 10 o'clock because Dave ran out of money.
That's why I went to the ATM, and
Well, I
that's
know. Cherry
bad.
was like really sweet to me. She bought me a couple things, which
Yeah,
she didn't
I
have to
like the
do.
garland.
But
You know I like the spawn ship.
okay, so we're gonna get to that.
Yeah, and Harley.
As I said, yeah. Well, okay, let's do the Harley thing first, because she saw the Mattel Arkham City Harley, and she's like, "Do I have that?" And I'm like, "Well, I got you the DC Direct one, sweetie." And she's like, "But I don't have this one." And then she saw I don't even know what they're called, the Play Arts, the really fancy Japanese ones. And she's like, "Wait, I don't have that either." I'm like, and this is my Carrie moment. I'm like, "But it's the same outfit, it's the same figure."
They make them in multiple different things, or are
I
they changed? It's Harley for
know, I know,
me. It's
and
Harley.
you know, you're talking to someone who's got like 200 Darth Vaders just because I don't even like them, but I've got like 200 Darth Vaders, but. You know, I've got every Bossk figure. I've got every Gorn figure.
Well, but we talked about this in the car. It's not like I like the ones with the cartoon ones. I never
I
really
know.
liked the spandex catsuit. I like that realistic, real gritty guy.
The Arkham versions.
I like the Arkham
I
versions,
know.
and those are the ones I like.
I know, but it was just like, I was just like, I got to the one with the best sculpting. Like, I want them all. So, Carrie, I actually kind of feel your pain, which is strange.
Yeah,
But,
it's okay. I did get the deal on the Spawn. Figure though the Dorothy,
The Dorothy, yeah.
yeah, because you know one dealer didn't know what he had and he just had like one or two extra things, so I grabbed it because I thought it was a good deal at $15. But then I saw it over at the guy who had all of the McFarlane and Spawn .com
Yeah.
Stuff and like he wanted 25, so I'm like, ooh, I saved money.
The Twisted Land of Oz, perfect.
Yeah, except
now was that he was the guy that was he was the guy that we
Isn't that
got the other stuff.
the GoBots and the Rock Lords from?
No,
No, that's the
the
guy
guy you got the cheap one from.
Yeah, this one, like when I got the cheap
Yeah,
one. Yeah.
there was a guy who had a bunch of GoBots in a bin for like something like 2 for $5 or something,
Yeah.
and a couple Rock Lords that were $5 a piece. And of course, I shouldn't have done it because he's a jerk. But I sent a text to Jason saying, "Hey, they got cheap Rock Lords and GoBots." And so all of a sudden I get this. I do appreciate they sent me pictures because I wouldn't have. You know,
Yeah, we don't
if
know
you
who
give
they
me
are.
the names, I wouldn't have known who the
We
hell they
found a
are.
couple of them, though.
We found a Rock Lord that he wanted, and that particular dealer we couldn't find any of the GoBots he wanted because he wanted the monster ones that form the monster combiner.
You did find another one on the other
Well,
one,
there was
though.
this other dealer at the end that we kind of hectored into just making a big pile of stuff and like throwing the last of our cash at
It's
him.
not our cash,
It's all
please.
we've got. I mean, she's pulled. It's like I'm like, this is all I have. Literally, I
I
have my
got a
wallet,
dollar here. You want
and
to
she's
ask for
like,
the
I've got
dollar?
some cash, and she goes, "Oh wait, I have a dollar." So
I'd spend it all at the McFarlane booth.
the
Come
McFarlane
on.
booth. So she finds.
I find the Twisted Fairy Tales.
You find the Twisted Fairy Tales, and she really liked the Red Riding Hood.
Well, because you know I'm going to make that outfit, and you're not going to have a problem with me wearing that outfit.
I'm not going to have a problem. I keep saying what outfit?
Okay.
There, I mean. But she found that, and they also had the monkeys from Twisted Land
and
of Oz. Which,
I really want the
I
monkeys.
Really want
I,
the,
really
I do.
want
I've always wanted. It's for those of you who know, it was the Spawn.com exclusive. It was not available in stores, and I think it's a cool because they're not they look like chimpanzees with wings, and it's hard to explain, because they're not like the classic Wizard of Oz monkeys, which are
gritty realism.
But it's not like the other Twisted Land of Oz things are like really freaky.
Yeah,
and these are just like chimpanzee, you know, because I expected, you know, like fangs and you know their own gore hanging out, or you know, their own guts hanging out or something. I mean, it's McFarlane. Mm-hmm. So, like I think they look cool. They're gonna work for Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, but tell them about the why I so, actually brought out the money.
So
here's, I'm standing there.
So here's the thing.
She's
looking at the stuff on the table, and the dealer guy goes, "Oh hey, I got this," and he pulls something up, and I look at it and I go, "Don't let her see that." And he's like, "Why?" And of course she goes, "What? See what?" And it was the
Thomas Bathory.
It's the Elizabeth Bathory from the Six Faces of Evil. I think it's a Movie Maniacs spinoff, even though they're not movie characters. But yeah, it's Elizabeth Bathory in the bathtub with the blood and
backstory. See, I'm a performance artist, and so a lot of the stuff that I do is gruesome and gritty, and I do a lot of sideshow things. And so, you know, I pierce myself, I set myself on fire, I walk on broken glass, and that sort of thing. So I have a tendency to look at blood, guts, and gore in a different light than most people, so yeah. I like these twisted things. And Thomas Bathory is a part that I played in a piece, except...
Well, I know, and also you're a big, you know, old-school vampire, old-school horror fan.
Yes, because vampires do not sparkle.
Do not sparkle. So she's an old-school vampire fan, and of course Bathory is like one of the famous...
Well, I mean...
You know, her and Vlad are the two famous inspirations.
Yeah. That, and, I mean, I love Nosferatu, Lugosi, those sorts of things. I really like dark and twisted stuff, like old school.
I know. I was like, oh... So...
Yes. And so I managed to save $45 on all three, and I got them as monkeys.
Got me my monkeys.
I got it as monkeys.
I like my monkeys.
My little buyer's remorse after that got a little shaky, but, you know.
Yeah, you dropped... I mean, for someone who's not a... known as a toy person, you've dropped the truckload of cash.
That was $165 on those three.
Sorry,
my God.
Baby.
That's okay.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, if it had been the alien, I would have gotten you the alien.
Okay, the Kenner alien. A couple of dealers had loose ones. The 1979 Kenner alien.
One of them
was
for $20, and then the other one was like $100.
Yeah, but they both missed the dome, and they both didn't have the inner jaw mechanism.
Yeah, the mechanism worked, but there was
the little
shooty outy thing.
And then there was one dealer who had it in the box for $600. Well, the box I don't really care about that much, but I mean it's cool. I like vintage packaging as art.
But then you would know that it has all of its stuff. If it's
well, that's also one of the cool things about having it in the box. Well, for $600, it better fucking have everything in the box, you know. But, yeah, I know. You told me that afterwards. You're like, if they took credit cards, I would have bought it for you. I'm like, oh my God.
You wouldn't have gotten anything for Christmas.
Well, okay. But still, that just was like, wow.
It was Mecca. But then you told me that you had other toys that you didn't see there, so didn't get. So now I'm...
Yeah. Well, the alien was one of the ones that I would have... If I could have gotten a good deal, I probably would have gotten.
Yeah.
Even if the ones without the dome had the fucking inner jaw...
Yeah.
I might have paid $100 for that one.
Yeah.
If you'd had the jaw. The couple of things that I came looking for that didn't have... Apparently, I was a little too bleeding edge for this con. They didn't have the Hot Wheels Curiosity Rover. Nobody had it, and everyone was like, ooh, that's very hard to get. And I'm like,
and they
well, obviously.
Catwoman.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then for Movie Masters, everybody had Catwoman, and everybody was charging too much for Catwoman, and nobody had Roz. And that was the other thing. They were all like, ha ha ha, you want a Roz? Ha ha ha, how quaint. Like, I need to complete my bat signal.
Oh, I know.
It's got the light mechanism. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of like that that you can at least look at it without having to have the frickin'. Hard to find figure, but then it won't light up without Roz.
I can get a flashlight.
No, I know. I've got a bat signal nightlight anyway, so I'm not worried about it. So, just general impressions of the toy show. Did you have fun?
I enjoyed myself, but it was a long drive to get there.
Yeah, well...
Even if we hadn't have made it in, like, a little mini-vacation, you know, and
yeah.
gone up north and then
yeah,
gone off on the side trip to the store, you know...
It's a six-hour drive.
It was billed as this massive toy show.
Yeah.
And so, while I did find stuff that I probably shouldn't have bought, you know, it's like, there wasn't enough stuff. I had thought that, like, it would be, like you had said, like, King County, yeah, they have this, and they have that, and I've never been to King County, and it happens right next to me. And it's like, so there just wasn't anything that I really wanted.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, I'm allergic to dust, so I'm pawing through bins and stuff, and it's like, you know, I just wasn't satisfied because, like I said, it was like a big yard sale.
Yeah.
It really was. It was like a big yard sale.
It was...
And the attitude of some of the vendors there, you know, was...
But that's every toy show. There's good ones and bad ones at every toy show. But
like that one when I was standing there talking to the guy about the alien thing, and I gave him my card and everything. You were looking at the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
I was looking... There was one vintage Star Wars accessory that I've kind of wanted. I had it as a kid. It was the vehicle maintenance energizer. Mm-hmm. And he had one in a box, and he had like a couple of the smaller ones. And they're usually, those things are usually pretty inexpensive to get for vintage items in the box.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask him, but he was, on the phone, and he was having some kind of crisis with somebody in his life, freaking out about it. But it's like he was on the phone. And of course, there was no price listed on it, because they were those kind of people. But he finally gets off the phone, he turns around and talks to somebody else. I'm like, ugh. I'm standing right here.
Well, and then when you haggled with him, he was like really kind of rude and insistent that he couldn't go down a dollar or two. You know, when he had it marked for like,
because he was one. Because that's one of the, must be in the toy dealer handbook. The I'm selling this for this other guy, and he can't take anything less than
Because
I hear that all the flipping time.
Yeah, and the other guy where I was getting the Harley when I finally did find my Harley Classic DC.
DC Universe Classic Harley, yeah,
Classic, and you found the bug.
The bug. Yeah, the Starship Troopers.
That was creepy. That's sorry. But it's like, you know, we have to walk away from him because we're asking specific questions about this and this and this. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, and I'll make a deal on that. And then he went to talk to somebody else who had just walked up after us. I'm like, no, let's walk away. I don't care if I want it. You know, we'll come back. He's not going to actually talk to us about a purchase and he's not interested in making money, then we're going to walk away for a little bit. And so we came back to it, and we managed to make a bit of a deal on it, and I got my
thing. I know, and you managed to grab me before, like, my usual idiot self. I went, but that's probably the only DC Universe Classics Harley we're going to find anywhere.
Yes, I did have to punch you.
I know, because I'm like, I'm not good with the whole wheeling and dealing stuff. That's not my forte.
Shopping is my forte.
You're shopping.
I just
barge in with a bunch of money and go, your new toys.
I do not have a collection of 300 plus shoes and boots without making some bargains. But, you know, but that kind of vendor at this show, I'm sure that you get that a lot. But, it was also really nice because, like, we had that sort of accident where the younger guy who was working with the one
that
dude...
That was a classic moment.
With the Cylons. There were three Cylons
there
in
were three,
the case.
Okay, they had this carrying case open, and they had three vintage Battlestar Galactica Cylons. And I have never at a show seen a Cylon in that... The chrome was all... I almost wonder if he had done something to them. Because he had three in a row, and they all had pristine chrome. And I said, how much? And unfortunately...
One guy said $5.
Yeah, this guy who was just sort of, I think, there to man the station when the... Because what they do is they have people that stay there when they go somewhere else to look. And, of course, the people they leave behind almost never know what the hell they're doing. He goes, $5. And, like, the guy turns around and goes, what? He goes, these Cylons. He goes, no! He's like...
They were 15 a piece.
I don't know.
He said that they were 15.
Well, all I know is he said, I'll sell you... I'll honor that price for one.
And
I was like, I only want one.
And so that was really cool, but then it was even nicer when we went and you stopped and found that Dungeons & Dragons plasticky roper thing.
The roper, yeah.
The other buggy thing.
The bendy thing. Not a bug.
Whatever. But, you know, this...
You're losing credit with me. Geek Girl would know her monster manual.
I know my monster manual, but it still looks like a bug to me when you have a phobia. All
right.
Anyway, besides, I used to, like, put my stuff aside and run outside and beat on people for LARPing. So before LARPing was popular, but that's a whole other story. But anyway, so we went to the other vendor and we bought that from him for just a couple of bucks. And he's like, well, do you want a bag? Because you were holding on to the Cylon. He's like, wow, that's the...
I know, he was like...
That was like the best chrome I've seen on one of these Cylons. It's like, you know, do you want to put a bag in? I'm like, no, because we don't want the chrome to get messed up. And he's like, hey, how about I give you a second bag and you wrap it in there and then you can put it in the bag. And I'm like, you know, it's a plastic bag. They're, you know, a dime a dozen, but it's like...
Oh, no. Rule one of toy shows... Plastic bags are almost currency.
Okay. But it's like, so he gave us his other bag, even though we only spent a couple bucks in his store, because, you know, he understood that we were trying to keep this, you know, pristine, and that was really kind of cool. So, I mean, you know, you kind of got all types, and that was nice. But still, it was like a very long drive to go to a yard sale.
It was a long, I mean, it really was, I would say the quality of product was still a little higher. I know, you haven't been to Toy Man, I'm just saying for the audience. The quality of product was a little higher than Toy Men. I mean, Toy Men would really feel like a flea market to you, sweetie.
Okay.
But it was not a gloss on... You have to understand, that was like one building in Kane County.
Yeah.
I mean, the building that I prefer to hang out in, but there's like a whole other building that's just Barbie and dolls, like the Tonner dolls. We probably would find more... Like, there were no ponies. I cannot believe there were no ponies.
I want my Cherry's Jubilee pony.
That's like the hottest thing. I can't believe anybody didn't have ponies.
I had My Little Ponies when I was a girl. But yeah. It's like... And I played with the stupid little brushes and all that sort of stuff. But I found out there's a Cherry's Jubilee My Little Pony, and I want that.
We're going to get it for you.
Okay.
If Jason had had one, he would have given it to you.
I know.
So that was real sweet of him.
But that we're talking about this, and it's like a lot of the stuff that we both thought might be there.
Yeah.
And you're the toy expert. You know, you're supposed to say, oh, yes, at these sorts of shows.
Experts.
Well, one of them. But, you know, at these sort of shows, I was kind of expecting, you know, I had this big buildup, and I was like, okay, I can deal with it being in like a little, you know, ballroom kind of area. That's fine. I've been to shows like that before. But I just expected more stuff, a more variety of stuff.
It was sold to us as the equivalent of King County. I mean, like, the equal. And it was...
But it was not.
No.
No. It
King County uses the entire... I mean, it's in a fairgrounds, and it's like there's building A, which is the dolls, building B, which is, like, two of that building, mm-hmm. like, connected to each other.
Yeah.
And one side is action figures and stuff like that, and then the other side is, like, vintage... You know, like vintage cars, vintage tin soldiers, old classics.
See,
and then there's buildings outside.
I love that kind of a toy show because I love the vintage toys.
There's like literally like stalls where they keep animals, and that's like you had to go out and wander them, and they're like the flea market kind of people.
Animals, okay. But well, the one thing I noticed at the store is that if you wanted something Batman or Star Wars, you could find it.
Well, yeah.
But and there was like a booth that was kind of dedicated to He-Man. But,
yeah, they had some, there was one guy who had a bunch of, like, a chunk of the relatively newer, classics. And there were a couple of people who had some vintage He-Mans. I saw a Horde Trooper.
But I
think for $35.
I'm biased.
towards what?
Towards He-Man.
Yeah, it's not my favorite line.
But no, I used to watch it, but it's like, you know, I was upset because She-Ra never really did anything, and it's like... It's like, she was just pretty, and it's like, they kind of put her down and exploited her, and I really don't like that kind of, you know, it's like, she was just the pretty thing. It's like, I'm the princess, let me do something, and, you know, I have a weapon, and it's like, you know, they acted like she was going to break a nail. I really... It's like, I am He-Man, and you are a brute and stupid, because Skeletor always, you know, like... gets one over on you, but that's a whole other story. I actually liked the...
Wow.
What?
You started... Wow.
Am I starting
You're starting
something?
A flame war.
I mean, I
think you're super sexy right now, but, like, we're going to get angry look, hate mail.
I'm sorry. I rooted for Skeletor, because he was at least interesting.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Now, I think the hate mail just stopped, because anybody who likes He-Man rooted for Skeletor.
This is awesome.
It's like anybody who liked G.I. Joe rooted for Cobra.
I like the Captain... not always. I like the Cobra, and I can understand...
I said, anybody who likes G.I. Joe rooted for Cobra, anybody like Transformers rooted for the Decepticons.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm an X-Men girl, an Avengers girl, an X-Men, and Doctor Strange. And Doctor Who, so, like, you know.
But,
oh, yeah, and that's another thing. It's like, you know, you periodically find one little thing, like, of something else, like, at this event. It's like, you know, at the toy store, there was a wall of Doctor Who, Avengers stuff. And here, it was like, at one booth, we found a sonic screwdriver I can get on ThinkGeek for, you know, $20 that they wanted $35 for. I'm like, I think I'll go to ThinkGeek and use my ThinkGeek points.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like, and then they had that kind of beat up Doctor Who, Baker, the Amigo. Yeah, and nothing else. And it was just weird. It's like, that's why I'm saying it was more like a garage sale. It's like, even within a booth, it's like, there wasn't, like, massive cohesion.
Yeah, no.
Unless you went to the Star Wars booth, or you went
well,
to...
Well, no,
the
and that's that is kind of the way it is with toy shows, is that dealers have just random, you know, and there will be bins. That's Jason's favorite thing, is to, like, get down on the dirt and root through the bins.
Yeah, but by the time we actually did the second time around and we were looking through the bins for the different little pieces, parts, there were too many people.
The store, we were the early birds, and then at 9 o'clock they let everybody else in, and it was because there was one bin of Joe vehicle parts I would have loved to have looked through.
But there were six
this guy was sitting there camped out, like, rooting through it himself. So, and it was on the ground.
Rooted through them for you. You know, I like doing that. But it's just, it just seemed like, you know, I don't know. It just seemed like it was organized well and stuff. And I did. I was your honeypot, so that was nice.
It was. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Well, the phrase is honey trap from honey Spy. Trap.
Whatever.
Where you use a honey pretty pot, girl to, trap. You know, seduce the agent.
It worked.
Worked a couple times.
Yeah.
Got me monkeys.
Got you monkeys.
Monkeys! So.
Cleavage always works.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, when we were talking about She-Ra there, to jump back a little bit, I remember this, the dealer who had the Lego minifigs that we did get a couple from.
Right.
He had this thing, this like horse and this chariot, and you were like, oh, those are cool. And I realized they were gold, because he had a bunch of Golden Girls right next to it. I'm like, oh, those are Golden Girls. And you're like, what's Golden Girls? I'm like, that's a She-Ra knockoff. And immediately it was like, knockoff? Bah! I think that was your shoe collector thing coming through. It's
maybe.
Like, knockoff? Bah!
No, it's just like,
it's okay.
It doesn't matter if it's a knockoff, as long as it's a good knockoff. But it's like when, I mean, the chariot was really cool, but when I looked at the doll the in the package, it was like, crappy, you know. They did have a couple Xena Warrior Princess things over there.
They have toy line for that.
Yeah.
So.
What?
We're trying to get this recorded so she can get home. So, so I haven't really gone through everything. Trying to think what I got. I know I got the Roper. I got the.
Well, you got the Rhino, which was nice. There at the end. It's
yeah.
Like,
well, that was that big ball of crap that we were trying to. I actually got. I'm gonna say the wrong name, and I'm gonna get like a ton of shit from these Transformers freaks. I got Metroplex complete, and then the guy had some GoBots, and so I looked for Jason's GoBot, and I found one of the monster GoBots for him. And then he also had some of the Mark Safari Animals, which is a toy line that I had as a kid, and I've been putting it together, and he had the Rhino, which I needed, and he wanted too much for that Rhino. But that was when we were, like, literally going through our stuff, going, this is all I have left, and it was about $20 short of what he wanted. And you were like, oh, I've got money, sweetie, and you, like, opened up your thing, hit a buck. And he finally just said, okay, I'll take it. So.
Well, but also, too, it's like, he was one of the... It was funny. It's like, you got people who didn't know their stuff. It's like, they're selling some of the stuff, but they didn't know it. Like, you were telling him that he said, oh, I have a complete set.
Oh, yeah, he's got a complete set of all the animals. I'm like, well, you don't have the crocodile, and you don't have the gorilla. He's like, well, those were later ones, weren't they? And I'm like, first of all, I don't think there was a later one. I think that was one of those lines that didn't last long enough. Secondly, I mean, I have the crocodile. So I'm pretty sure that all came out at the same time, because I got that when I got the lion and the tiger, and I got the little cage that has the trap mechanism, and I got the elephant.
You know, overall, I really got the impression that, like, if I went to certain booths and certain vendors, that I got a lot of good information about stuff, and that they were pretty fair about what their pricing was, you know, that it wasn't just show pricing, and especially having you there, so, like, when I was doing the McFarlane stuff, I was like, wow, $15 seems really cheap for this. And you're like, well, no, that is a good price. But then going over to the other guy, you know, it was in just as good condition, and it's $10 more. You know, he's like, no, that's more the, you know, that's what that price is, and this is this, and this is why. And we had a good conversation about that, you know? So it's like, it was nice that there were vendors that actually did know their stuff. And then you could tell some of those, like that animal guy who specialized in one thing, but they just happened to have some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised, though. I think one of the general things, unless you went to one of those vendors that specialized, like, in the G.I. Joe stuff, or the Star Wars stuff, or the Batman stuff, it's like, most of them didn't really know their stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't, you know, they're like, they didn't know what, well, what I'm saying is they didn't know what they
had. They would do a cursory check on eBay or something to see what it was costing on eBay.
Yeah.
And then not really do the research into the toy.
Right. You know, and like, we got that one car that had some damage to it. It was
Glamour
$5,
Girl car,
the Glamour Girl car, which, you know, a little bit of damage on the bumper for $5 is not bad, but like...
I mean, I've seen that on eBay for $65.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't have a chunk out of the bumper, but yeah, like, you pointed that out after I bought it.
It was $5.
I'll get it cleaned up, it'll be fine.
But, you know, it's like, it was just kind of interesting to me to if you're selling all this stuff... You know, like...
But some of it is, like, there's so much stuff and there's so many different things that I don't think it would be hard... I mean, you know, we joke about on the show being experts when, you know, there's just so much stuff that it's hard to know everything.
Well, like, you know, that the Cylon thing with the helper who basically...
Well, that was the helper,
dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I would have thought that you would have trained your person better on what product you had available if
well,
you, you know
Well, here's
what I mean?
Another nutty thought. Put fucking price tags on things.
Yeah, that would have helped.
So I don't have to ask, you know, Rube McGoob what the price of the most pristine fucking vintage Cylon figure I've ever seen since 1978, you know, and, I mean, you know, it worked out for me yeah. for once.
And you kept wanting to go back for that thing to say, can I please, I'll pay
$20. Oh, yeah, there was a guy who had a Defiant, and I really wanted to go up to him and say, I will give you $20 if you just let me open this fucking thing up and take one part. Just one part. I don't even know if you have it. I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I really would have. I always said, because it's inside. Mm-hmm. So I would have had to open it up. If you've got it, I get it. If you don't got it, you just made $20.
You should have done that.
I should have done that.
You should have done that.
He would have said no.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy talk.
Yeah. Well, some people might have done it.
Some people might have done it. I don't think he would have done it.
Oh, and my kiss things that I got from my friend.
Your friend Jason?
Yeah, that was kind of
different
cool.
Jason. Yeah,
different Jason.
He's a big Kiss fan. He's a big toy collector. He's got a basement, you know, sort of like mine and Jason's, but the stuff is in a little worse shape because he's got kids.
Well, he believes in playing with them.
Yeah, no,
stuff
no, no.
That's in the blister packs and stuff.
Yeah, but he's a big Kiss fan, and you got him the complete set of the Kiss potato heads.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I was asking what the price was for one, for the Peter Criss, because that's the person he most identifies with since he's a drummer himself, and it's like the guy said $20 for all of them, and I'm like, $20 each? No, for all of them. Sweet! So, yeah, my Jason is going to get like a nice little Christmas present. So that was kind of nice.
That was cool.
It was nice to have some little finds like that
yeah.
that were really kind of cool.
Well, then I got the stuffed Ewok for, what, like $10? $15? Because I knocked off some of the price.
Yeah, well, originally it was $25, but because we were buying
some of the other stuff.
Yeah, you just handed him
a price. But it was a big-ass stuffed Ewok. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I can't believe it cost that little.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they had interesting side note, you know, they had I have the Target Lego R2-D2 Guess and Win display, and someone had the Yoda. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I can't remember what he wanted for it. It was
400.
Yeah.
400. He wanted 400.
Yeah. But the display's not anywhere near as cool as the R2-D2 one, frankly.
Yeah, the display itself was smaller.
And it didn't have the little pouches. It didn't have, like, the R2-D2 one has this big cardboard thing on the back that says, you know, guess and win. But that's probably because the Yoda was for the re-releases, you know, the special editions.
Mm.
And then the R2-D2 was for the... Episode 1, which was, you know, nobody knew it was going to be bad, so they had a big push.
Yeah, I think in general, to sum up, like, that particular show was, you had some nice little interesting finds, and then you had a lot of junk.
Yep. Well, that's a toy show, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Saw a lot of Shogun Warrior Godzillas. One guy had a bunch of Shogun Warriors. For those keeping track of my Inhumanoids collection... Close. Someone had an auger, but it was missing its helmet and missing an arm.
Yeah.
So, no auger.
Yeah, not even for $3.
Why bother?
Yeah.
So. See, I'm not Jason, man. I won't buy, like, some just smashed piece of junk because it's a good deal.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, overall, I had fun.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I mean, you just ran out and got a big chunk of money and came back in. So...
I wasn't intending to spend it all. I was looking for Christmas presents.
Okay, because I felt bad. I was like, oh my God, I got her started down this road of madness. I didn't mean to. You were my refuge from this world. This world of insanity and madness.
Oh, well.
And then he showed you that fucking Elizabeth Bathory, and it was like, that and then Living Dead dolls, like...
If you could have just said, oh, don't show her that, my ears would not have heard that. I was taking pictures of the outfit so I can make it on Little Red Riding Hood. It's your fault. I blame you.
No. I feel bad.
No worries.
I made a mistake.
No, you didn't. It's fine. It's an investment, right?
Yeah, I read the signs wrong in a combat situation.
I mean, overall, it was, you know... I like the fact that we had the chance to, like, stop off at that one little toy store to find some things, but by the same token, you know, the show itself, it wasn't disappointing, but it was okay.
I mean, it wasn't worth the effort that went into. Although, you know what? Because of that show,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though it was a monster drive, we went and we saw Molly. which we true. Wouldn't have otherwise done.
Yeah, that's true.
And as I said on Dave and Duvall's, Molly is a friend of Cherry's and a friend of mine now. I mean, you know, we're getting close pretty quickly. Yeah. And she's a sweet girl. We got to meet your little niece, Prada.
Yeah, the doggy.
Yeah, the dog you like.
Yeah, she's sweetie.
So
she gives Casey a run for
as opposed to the dog, yeah, you could live without, perhaps.
No, I like Casey.
Yeah.
She's 50 pounds of...
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Is Prada's a dachshund, and so she's this little tiny dog, and she's kind of just the same way as Casey. It's just that Casey's 50 pounds.
So, knocking that with a tail knocking over toys.
Well, she's not allowed down there.
Mm-hmm. I think it was fun.
Okay.
I will come back and visit you occasionally now.
Oh, thank goodness. I had my worries that, you know,
no,
24 hours in the car.
Before the show, it's like, Are you sure you want to do this? Yeah. Are you sure you want to drive this? Because you know, I you're the unicorn.
You are the unicorn, baby.
We discussed Pegacorn or whatever.
Well, yeah, because you're a genuine geek girl, and there's some other things about you.
I'm so holding back the whole quoting from Star Wars, so we'll stop at that.
Okay,
but I won't go into that.
But yeah, I mean you're like the double unicorn, you're the Pegacorn or whatever. So I wound up there. I've got some enemies out there who resent.
That's okay. I'll take care of them.
I know you will, baby.
Right, Mr. D.
So, anything else in the other?
No, I think we've covered it all.
You know, I got to spend the weekend with you, and seeing Molly made it worth it, but I just enjoyed spending the time with you.
Yay.
I love you.
Me too. I love you too. And you're fun.
Oh, okay.
And you're fun, and you got your monkeys.
I got my minkies.
Minkies.
So?
Now get me the rest of the frickin' Harleys.
Ow. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so that'll about wrap it up for this week's episode of Unmarried to the Collection. Tune in next week when Carrie and Jason will be back, and I'm sure we'll have all kinds of interesting stories to tell about their trip to the zoo, because apparently Jason found toys there, because he's Jason. So, until next time, I'm Dave Draper.
I'm the fabulous Miss Cherry's Jubilee.
And see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.